Former Senator and Governor Gaylord Nelson accomplished many things during his political career. A highlight was his idea to hold a teach-in about the Earth's environmental problems. The first Earth Day observance in 1970 was a welcome event for then 24-year-old Bill Meadows.
I had enjoyed the outdoors as a child, but had not thought of it as a political cause. But Gaylord Nelson put it into a political context, and I became hugely interested and very, very engaged in my home state of Tennessee.
Meadows went on to work for several environmental groups and is now president of the Wilderness Society. Gaylord Nelson worked for the society after he lost a re-election bid for the Senate in 1980, and Meadows will be the master of ceremonies at today's memorial service for Nelson. Earth Day also brought changes to some of the people in Nelson's hometown of Clear Lake, Wisconsin. Local newspaper publisher Charles Clark was a longtime friend who says the first Earth Day altered his view of the world.
I mean, at that time, everything was nuclear wars, you know, warheads and all this sort of thing, and Gaylord used to say that's all fine, but he put this into everybody's mind that the rivers, the lakes, the land, the air, there would be nothing else if we didn't have any more of that.
Clark says around town, everyone began to take better care of the local park and be more aware of environmental issues. He says Nelson's even-tempered approach won over many people from Clear Lake to Capitol Hill. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.